The Lord is good and all the time. Please sit. So now Advent season has run its full cycle from Advent 1, when we looked into the second coming of Christ, to Advent 2, John the Baptist, Advent 3, John the Baptist, now Advent 4, the mother of Jesus, Mary, the blessed mother of Jesus. So all eyes now are turned to Mary, that soon she will give birth to Jesus. And this year, the Advent 4 and Christmas, more or less flow from one to the other. Like tomorrow and then evening, we're already in Christmas, you see? So our focus is Mother Mary. And did you recognize any similarity in the prayer we said at the beginning of Mass and the prayer we said before Mass? You notice the similarity? The Angelus prayer. The prayer, an opening prayer at Mass known as the Collect. Because it collects all your prayers. That's why the priest says, let us pray. And he waits for you also to attune your mind to the mind of the priest and everyone. Then the priest brings all the prayer together and hands it to God. So that opening prayer this evening is actually from the Angelus prayer. A special prayer for Mary. Pour forth, we beseech you, your grace into our hearts. For to we took in the connection of Christ, to the Son, was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the full glory of his resurrection. So it is the message of an angel that brought the good news, Gabriel, as we heard in the Gospel of today. The first reading from the second book of Samuel presents us with a great, great, great ancestor of Jesus, David. He was a warrior. Before he became a king, he fought and killed Goliath. The people were afraid. Warriors were afraid to go and fight. He said, I'm going to fight him. And he fought and he won. As a king, he led the people of Israel to conquer many lands, and especially Jerusalem. He fought and he conquered Jerusalem, the holy city. We say the holy city, Jerusalem, the city of David, the citadel of David. When they conquered Jerusalem, he made it the headquarters and he built a good palace over there. And then it occurred to him, behold, me, a human being, I'm living in this mansion. But the Ark of the Covenant, while they were on the way from the promised land to the land of Israel, normally lived in tent. They kept it in tent. And now, even now, they have now come to the promised land and it is still living in a tent. And he said, me, a human person, living in a good house, and no, we have not built a good house for the Lord. So he said, I was going to build a house, to build a temple for the Lord. And we know the story. Did he build a temple? No. The Lord is good. Are we in business? The story of David is the story of many of us. Story of many parents. You have your plans. Some you are able to, you know, carry out. Others you hand over to your children and grandchildren to execute. He had a good idea to build a temple of the Lord, but he was not able. Solomon, his son, did. But the Lord appreciated his good intention. You see? And the Lord said, because you had this great aspiration, but which you never fulfilled, for that great aspiration, your kingship will last forever. I am going to raise someone of your descendants to continue that kingship, and that kingship will continue and will reign forever. And we know that promise then made to David was fulfilled in Jesus. As we heard in the gospel of today, that Mary was betrothed to Joseph from the descent, from the line of King David. You see? That promise is being fulfilled. And throughout baptism, we all share in the kingship of Christ, in the prophetic office of Christ. We all share in his kingship, in his prophetic office and his priestly office. And the gospel also talks about Mary, the mother of Jesus. Around the time Jesus was born, there were a group of women and men that were referred to as the Anawim. The Lord is good. Are you with me? Anyone sleeping? I hope you're taking your notes. There'll be an exam next week. There were groups of men and women during that time called Anawim, the poor people. It's like the wretched of the earth, but the wretched for the Lord. Mary was one of them. Joseph was one of them. Simeon was one of them. Anna, you remember Anna in the Bible? These are the people, they belong to this group. Zachariah, Elizabeth, and they were praying for the coming of the Messiah. But in those days, the Messiah they were thinking about was someone that would come as a political leader to drive away the Romans and hand over the kingdom of Israel to the Israelites. So sometimes we may have an idea, but it may not be perfect, and the Lord comes to perfect it. So the Lord says, yes, we need a Messiah, but not only a Messiah for the Israelites, but it's someone to save the whole world. And that was the mission of Christ. He's a savior to the whole world. We heard that when an angel accosted Mary, he said to her, rejoice, so highly favored one. The Lord is with you. So highly favored. Yes, Mary was highly favored because she was born without original sin. You see? She was born because of the merits of Christ. But even though she was born without original sin, that does not mean she didn't have her own will. She could have even said yes or no. Just like our four, you know, parents, Adam and Eve, they were born in a state of grace. As we all are born or reborn into the state of grace through our baptism. You see? But yet, they disobeyed God. Through her life too, she went through trials, as Jesus went through trials. But she remained faithful to her call. As he said in the gospel of today, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me as you have said. So, with that, the word of God, the Son of God, took flesh in her womb. And soon, we are going to celebrate his birth. So may our preparation for the celebration of Christmas continue to be spiritual and physical, so that soon we all will rejoice with Mary and Joseph at the birth of Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and Omega, through Christ our Lord. The Lord is good.
All the time.
Another time,